To the new season of the Here's Johnny podcast. I am your host, Larry.
And I'm your other host, Justin. We are finally on to something that isn't Resident Evil.
And we are on to something we have been planning since before the Resident Evil season even took place. Because it was supposed to be the Saw mini season leading into this.
Oh boy, so many things have happened.
Yeah, we have much more patrons, which kind of changed the game up a little bit. There's a lot of things we have planned to do, which we're going to get into all of it. Mm-hmm. But normally we do a catching up, but full disclosure, I didn't want to record on Thanksgiving. And we normally record on Thursdays. And then next week, also Justin, his son's birthday, his other stuff going on. And so we're not like going out and partying. We just have other stuff happening in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
So we decided to record this early. It's a simple one. It's an easy one, but we're excited. This whole episode is going to be the roadmap for our Kaiju season.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this right now. There's a lot of stuff on here that I have not only not seen, but a lot of stuff I haven't played.
Oh, yeah. So, playing for me, this is the first season that I have not played any of these games.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think.
And there's a lot of stuff coming. So we aren't going to do anything new, but Justin, I think we should take a few moments to remind the listeners what Kaiju means as far as our podcast goes. Do you want to do that?
Sure. I have to pull our website up to do it.
So Kaiju for us has nothing to do with the traditional Japanese big monster, aka Godzilla. They're included, but for us, in order to expand it and also get games, which was the big thing, Kaiju is anything to do with big or small monsters. So you're going to see a huge variety of the monsters in this. It was just a way to kind of differentiate because Godzilla is just different than the Wolfman. And we wanted to make sure they were in separate categories when we discussed like the elements that make these kind of things scary.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest, I kind of like you said, if we stuck to like Kaiju, like Godzilla, basically, we would have no games this season.
Yeah. Welcome everyone to this segment of the Here's Johnny podcast. We are recording this after we recorded the main episode. Justin had some time during this holiday for Americans. I'm not really sure. Special time for Canadians. What do you guys do for Thanksgiving time?
Our Thanksgiving was like a month ago, so.
I know, but like a real Thanksgiving.
Nothing. I went to work, came home, and played some video games. I don't know. I ate a regular dinner.
Okay, perfect. But you got another game beat, right?
Yes. So I'm just going to kind of dive right into it, and let's see where it goes. I was playing Observer System Redux. So it's a re-release of Observer, which is a psychological horror game developed by Bloober team. They did like Layers of Fear and Blair Witch.
You're telling me.
Yes, Blair Witch. And it's basically just like a re-release version for next gens with like better visuals, some added story elements. And they just kind of like up-resed it a little bit and kind of made it a little bit better.
Did you play the original?
No, I did not. So I don't know what the new story stuff is. Like, really, like, because I just kind of experienced it all for the first time.
Okay.
Basically, you are a detective with the Observer Police Unit. Your name is Daniel Lazarski. And basically,
Wazowski?
God damn it.
I'm sorry. When that one's there, you gotta take it.
You gotta take it. So basically, your whole shtick is that you can hack people's like brain implants. So it's set in the future, right? So there's like everybody's got implants. You can hack people's brain implants with like this thing called a Dream Eater, and basically you like find out how people died.
Really?
So yes, it is interesting.
That's
because
a really cool concept.
So it's kind of like split into two games, really. Like the first one is you're in the real world. and you're like investigating these murders and everything. And then the second part of the game is you're into these people's brains and you're kind of going through their like basically their whole life story up until they died. But it's like a nightmare kind of world ish.
And that's kind of like when Silent Hill nightmare kind of world.
Man, I wish you played Layers of Fear and then I could get into it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
By now. If people have been listening, they know that I have a Destiny problem.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I don't really want to get into much because it is a shorter game. It's around like 7 hours took me to beat.
Nice.
So I don't really want to dive too much into the story. It was okay. I guess this kind of goes with gameplay a little bit, but I wish there was like a little more diversity.
Diversity in the cast?
No, like in the actual gameplay. Because it's basically go into this room, hack this person's brain, go through this thing. Okay, okay. That's done. Go into this room, hack this person's thing. You know, it's kind of like you're just doing a lot of it. It's almost repetitive. Like you almost start to feel that repetitive edge by the end of it.
Okay.
The gameplay otherwise is great. It plays exactly like Blair Witch and kind of like all Bloober games. You're investigating things. Yeah, it's first person. You're investigating things in the environment.
What consoles is it on?
So the Redux is on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5.
Okay, so I can't play it yet.
No, you cannot. But other than that, like the gameplay is fine. It's enjoyable. The sound design is fantastic. I don't know. It just sounds like really futury and like almost like what I would expect a distant, rundown future to sound like. Like, have you ever played like a Deus Ex?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I know what it is though.
Okay. Okay. It's a very like futuristic game, and it kind of like. It's really hard to describe, but there's a lot of good sounds in it, and nothing really sounds bad. All the acting is fantastic. It gets pretty scary too. There are some scares.
What scared you the most? Like, what about? I mean, the first person. I think first person elements in games really behooves the horror genre. But what about this makes you say that?
It's a lot of like the environment work in the nightmare world, because in this nightmare world, it doesn't, without getting into too much, it doesn't really like adhere to the rules of the real world. That's all I can really say. Like, there's a lot of like changing and shifting of the environment going on around you.
Okay.
And a lot of it's like really creepy, and there's times when you're not alone. Again, I can't get too into it without spoiling stuff.
That's fine. No.
There's times where you're not alone. You're doing a good job. And it's, man, sometimes it's scary as fuck. But
okay,
by the end of it, just like the gameplay, it started to feel a little
repetitive.
And kind of when that happens, you kind of get used to it, right? You kind of see the video game-ness behind it all, and it kind of ruins the experience a little bit. Yeah, it really does. But yeah, I mean, that's all I really have to say. Like, it's a good, fun game. I don't know which parts of the story are new, but it was like it was fun. It was enjoyable. I do want to thank Sean over at Evolve PR for sending us code.
Man, they are really hooking us up, aren't they?
I fucking love Evolve. They're amazing.
Treated us so well.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. And they're Canadian, so, you know. All right.
You guys stick together up north, huh?
Exactly. Well, except for that fucking Toronto restaurant that the owner got arrested because he wanted to open during lockdown. What a fucking idiot. Anyways,
wait, what happened?
Oh, there's this like barbecue restaurant in Toronto, and the owner got arrested because of some altercation, because Toronto is under like lockdown,
like the rest of us,
like worse, like you can't eat there. Unless you're like a, what the fuck is the word? Like a frontline worker basically, or you have like an important business, you're not allowed to open right now.
Okay.
And he was like, just like opening and whatever, letting as many people in as he wanted. And there's videos of it online. There's like fucking 100 people out front of his restaurant, and it's
people suck, man.
People are fucking so stupid.
But anyway, we're yes. distracted. I know you get back to your family. We recorded some kind of a weird time for us.
Yes.
So the story was good, but it got kind of repetitive. Yes. The gameplay was good, but it got kind of repetitive and gamey. Yes. Acting was fantastic.
Oh, like. And then, really good.
And then How Scary was also really good, but again, it suffered from the repetitiveness and it kind of lost by the end. So that being said, was this a game that people who are able to play should buy now, buy later, or skip?
I would say, like, buy on sale, but I would not pay for full price for it.
And what is the biggest reasoning why that is the case? Just the repetitiveness?
Yeah, just kind of like, it's a really good, like, it is a fun game, and it's a good game, but...
Yeah.
By the end of it, you definitely start to feel it. It starts to drag on a little bit. I will say the actor's name who plays the main character, he was in Blade Runner. His name is
2049 or the OG Blade Runner?
The OG. Okay. It's Rutger Hauer.
Am I familiar?
Either am I. I'll be the first one to admit right here, I have not seen Blade Runner.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one. If you get a chance, you should check it out.
Oh, shit. He was in, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and, like, The Right. Okay. Anyways. I would wait for a sale. It is good, but it just kind of... I don't think it's Bloober Team's best work. I am a fan of them.
Is it a good launch title for the PS5?
I mean, when you're going up against, like, Demon's Souls and Assassin's Creed and... Hell, even Astro's Playroom, which is a fucking blast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And you already thanked him. You said he can get on Xbox One X Series, Magenta, whatever it's called, PS5 and PC?
Yes.
Perfect. And how much does it cost?
$39.99.
All right. Perfect. Justin, I really, really appreciate you doing it. Thank you to Sean and Duvall for continuing to hook us up. And guys, sit on back and let us introduce you to the Kaiju. So I don't know how you could start a kaiju season without covering two movies in particular. The first is King Kong. And we're not talking about the Jack Black, Peter Jackson one. I'm talking about the OG 1933 film.
Oh, fuck. That's a game we could have done. Damn it. Why didn't I think about that?
This is going to be the kickoff review for the podcast. That'll be next week. I'm super excited. I haven't seen that since I was a little kid with my grandpa on VHS. So I know it's long. I was kind of shocked to see that it's like nearing 2 hours for an older movie. But yeah, that's how we're starting things off.
I have not seen it, so...
Well, I gave you that link because it's for free online, so you're...
Oh yeah, I found
it. Not going to be out any money. Yeah.
So after that, I was really interested when this kind of got brought up, but our patron, Tuck...
Our first patron, Forced Entry this season.
Yes. She forced a game on us, a game that I had never heard about. And then I started doing some digging around, and apparently it is coined as the first horror game ever. And it is 3D Monster Maze, and it came out on some kind of PC. It's like the X something 11 something or other. It came out in 1981.
It's for free to play, though, in a browser.
Yeah, you can. It's you can play it anywhere on a browser. Like, I could play it on my phone if I wanted to.
And I am going to be playing it on stream. And also, we talked about this before. We are both going to be trying to play as much as possible these games on stream.
Yes. I'm going to stream this as well. Apparently, it is not very long. It is only like half an hour. So
Good, because it's a text-based game, which I have never played before. So that is brand new to me.
So I will say, for the third time, I don't think it is a text-based game.
Oh, it's not? I thought you said it was.
I said that at first, and then like three or four times after that, I said it's not.
Sorry, I've been freaked out about the idea of it being a text-based game.
Honestly, there are some really good text-based games out there. I keep mentioning to you Zork. I think you should play it just to play it. I think Zork is a very important piece of video game history.
I will get to it after the Destiny raid is here and gone, and I can breathe again.
Hey, I mean, technically, right now it's gone. As of recording this episode, you are done with it.
That's true. It's in the past.
How does that feel? How does that feel after, what was it, 466 hours?
It got me through quarantine, friend. You can't judge. The next review is going to be the original Godzilla, the 1954 film. Justin hates Godzilla, which is interesting. I never
said I hate Godzilla. I am just unfamiliar with his work.
Yes, so be prepared. This is not the last time we're going to see this man. But this is the original film. This is the one that kind of started everything off. And like I mentioned at the very start, if you're going to talk about kaiju, even though we are expanding it a little bit, you have to include King Kong Godzilla. You just have to.
Yeah, and kind of leading into what comes next, it's the first game I thought of when kaiju got brought up. And we're going to be playing the original Dino Crisis for the PlayStation 1. I've played like 10 minutes here and there of it, like not very much. I don't remember anything about it.
All I've heard is that it's a Resident Evil clone.
I've heard that there is some bullshit, like with the map or something like that, or there is no map. I can't really remember, but yeah, I'm excited. I think we're going strong starting the season.
Well, good. The next movie came out also in 1954, and it's Them. Justin, do you know what the kaiju in Them is?
Is Them? No, I don't. No, I thought it was something else. Ants. Okay, interesting.
I'd never seen it before, but when I was talking to Devin, she said that that is a must. She says she watched it as a kid and it terrified her. And since we're trying to incorporate a lot of these different monsters, I figured why not? It fits well.
Yeah, no, that I mean, I can see that. I do. We'll talk about it after the show because I think there's another one that for some reason I thought of that I think we might need to add in here.
Ooh, okay. Well, if we need time, we can definitely do it.
Yeah.
The next one was Justin's idea, and I'm actually really excited about it. I think it works really well.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's when I think of my childhood, I remember Saturday mornings, and this was one of the things I watched Saturday morning. I mean, we're going to be reviewing two episodes of Goosebumps.
Season 3, episode 8 and 9 of Goosebumps, a.k.a. One Day at Horrorland.
I am extremely excited. I know that that book is one of the Goosebump books I read over and over again constantly. Uh-huh. I love that book. And I mean, even the episode itself, I watched it a couple years ago. I think
Horrorland even like spawned like a separate series from R.L. Stein. I think like a separate Horrorland series.
Man, even just talking about it now, I kind of just want to go read some Goosebumps.
Have you introduced your kids to it yet? Do you think you would with this viewing?
Kind of funny story and a little behind the scenes. I used to have a gigantic collection of Goosebumps books. I think I was only missing like 8 or 9 of them because my parents would just buy them for me whenever they came out. I gave that to my brother, my oldest brother, when he had kids because I was like, oh, I'm not reading them anymore. And you know, kids and stuff. I'm pretty sure they got destroyed.
No.
Yeah. So I am trying to hunt him down and see if he's got any left because.
Oh, that's so sad, Justin.
I know. I was bummed when I found it. So, and now I'm re-bummed. So great.
I hope you can find them. That's like a franchise I would also love to get like a whole collection to have for when my kid is finally old enough to have them. I think that'd be really awesome. But moving on from something that's sad, another positive thing, our patron Matt has his Force review next, and it's called The Host. It is, I believe, a Korean horror film about a giant squid monster. I have never seen it.
I have never seen it either, but I know the cover.
Yes, with the big tentacles sticking out of the water, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and then, so after that, we have a interesting episode.
I do want to say, Matt has just notoriously now been on a tear of making us watch foreign horror films, and I do want to say I appreciate him getting us outside of our bubble.
Yeah, because, I mean, he brings the movies that we don't think of, right? I mean, he brought Train to Busan, which I never would have thought of, but, I mean, I love that movie.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a fun review, too. Yeah, and even if it's stuff that we don't enjoy, like, I didn't enjoy The Girl That Walks Alone at Night, is that what it was called? But...
a little too avant-garde for you.
Yeah, but I'm still glad that I watched it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. And now, I can sit back for a while. You get to describe a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so the following episode after that is going to be... it's titled Tabletop with Friends. And we are going to have our special guests back, Rachel and Mars from the Zombie Girls podcast. And we're going to be playing a little game show.
Justin's trying to ruin friendships.
Yeah, we are basically going to play Jeopardy with horror knowledge. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. But... even more so than
that. Yes, you can finally talk about it, Justin. Okay. You can finally talk about it. I want to hear some more energy out of you because you have been pushing me and telling me to start this game, even though Resident Evil lasted 9,000 months. But now is your time. Tell the world, what are you going to make me play?
So, well, see, not only are we going to play it, we need to stream it. Specifically, I want to see you stream it. we are going to be playing Dark Souls Remastered. Larry has never played a Souls game.
Nope.
And I'm excited for him to play it. Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to play it. I've been trying to get on you to play it. I mean, granted, maybe starting it back in June was... you didn't need to do that when I was already getting on you for that, but it's going
to
be fun.
You keep trying to make me what I feel like is afraid of it, but I'm not.
I'm excited to see how your first attempt goes.
I'm going to be streaming it. As soon as I beat Dino Crisis, I will be playing Dark Souls.
Yeah, and we should say, I am going to play it at the same time, so if one of us needs help, we can always summon each other. So, well, I don't think you can summon specific people. It'd be like summoning random people. Which would be interesting. It'd be fun, though.
And hopefully then strong random people.
Oh, it always is. So after that, we are going to be playing a game that I have never played this version of.
I played the arcade version, but not this one.
Yes, so I also only played the arcade version, but we are going to be playing Ginger. He has forced another game on us. Or another game. Well, we haven't played his first game yet, but we'll get to that later. He is forcing Rampage World Tour for the Nintendo 64 on us.
And PS1.
Oh, is it on PS1? Perfect. That's where I'm going to play it. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I don't really know much about Rampage. I know the first one.
We were a little concerned because the arcade, because you thought you meant the arcade version. The arcade version has like 780 levels and no real end.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quarter meter, basically.
Campaign for World Tour.
Yeah. So I am glad that we are playing the one that ends. But yeah, it'll be interesting.
Fun too. It's like our first like kind of fighter game we're gonna have on the podcast.
Yeah, let's see how it does when it comes to those scary scores.
All right, next is going to be a discussion based episode, and it's going to be one that I haven't done for a very long time, and it's going to be a director special on Alfred Hitchcock. Now I know Hitchcock has issues with how he treated actors and actresses and just kind of the way he was. But I think what he has done for the horror genre is unmistakable. And I think we would be really well suited to have a discussion about him because the next episode after that, we are going to be reviewing The Birds.
I have never seen The Birds.
I think you're going to hate it.
Okay. I will be ready to hate it then.
I really do. I think you are going to find it boring, and I don't think you're going to like it.
Starting off strong. All right.
I'm excited. This is the first time we will have Hitchcock on the podcast in any sense, which is kind of crazy. We've been doing this for 3 years. We haven't done any Hitchcock. So I am very excited about this.
Yeah, again, I've never seen it, and apparently I'm going to hate it, so... I guess I'm not excited. I am. I haven't seen it, and I know it's important, so I'm excited, I guess, a little bit. A little less excited now, but, you know, whatever.
I don't want to lie to you.
I appreciate it. So after that, we have a Silent Hill game.
We're getting back into the franchise. It's been a while. We try to do one a season.
And it is one that I have only played one time before.
Never touched it.
And it is the PSP PS2 game, Silent Hill Origins. And we are not going to be alone.
We're not. On that episode. We are not going to be alone.
Yeah, we are not going to be alone on that episode. We are going to have Jacob on. He's at Wandering Flame.
But there is a reason why
you asked
him to join us.
So last year or the year before, I can't really remember, but he started, or at least this is when I started noticing it, is he's in the leaderboards for speedrunning that game. He is number 11.
He's 12th.
Oh, 12th? Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I want to know what it's like, and I'm really interested to talk to him about it, because, I mean, we'll have to talk about it then, because I don't want to give too much away about the game.
I have no idea what it's about. I saw you guys exchanging pictures last night in the group chat. I don't know what I'm getting into.
I'm going to tell you this because you warned me about the birds. I don't think you're going to like it.
Is it more like 4 than it is like 2?
I just don't think you're going to like it.
Okay. So next, we have a string of films.
Yes.
And each of these movies actually kind of messed me up growing up, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
The first is the reason why I hate going into the ocean, I think for a lot of the people too. It is Steven Spielberg's 1975 summer blockbuster, Jaws.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic. I watched it when I was younger, and I loved it, and I'm excited to watch it again.
I think it's also our first Spielberg film on the podcast.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
I don't think there's anything else we could have done for Spielberg. Like maybe Jurassic Park, but no, that's not in the season. So if you were hoping for that, family, you're not getting it. But no, I think there's a lot to discuss there, not only with the film, but I'm really excited to dive into like the history of it because there's so much out there about what they did. And I think it's going to be a really, really fun review. We're going to follow that up with the movie that has given me my biggest fear in life. It is not a joke when I say that I actually suffer from this. I get freaked out when I see him, I lock up. We're reviewing Arachnophobia, which came out in 1990.
So I don't have it as bad as you, but I have arachnophobia. I have to get Michelle to kill the spiders for me.
Yeah, spiders make me lock up. They make me uncomfortable. They make me want to throw up. They really, really, really mess with me. And I don't know. I haven't seen Arachnophobia in a while, but there are instances in that movie that I can never forget. When they reach into the popcorn, when she's in the shower, reaches out to move the headlamp. I've never seen it. Justin, especially if you are afraid of spiders, there is stuff in this movie that I will never forget.
So this is like your ultimate nightmare. I'm excited.
If I could give it an 11, this would get an 11, I think. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it, so we'll see how it holds up. But I have nightmares still about this movie, and I haven't watched it in a long time.
Well, hopefully we can combat the fear together, and you watch it again, and it turns out that the spiders look horrible or something. I don't know, but...
We'll find out. I don't think so. They use real spiders.
Oh, okay, so you're going to have worse nightmares for a couple of years. All right.
Okay, moving on from that. Is another Patriot Force entry. This is a Force movie from Shannon, and it's Lake Placid, which came out in 1996. I remember seeing this as a kid, and like we had a lake. My dad and mom had a piece of land with a big pond on it, and I was always afraid there was an alligator in it. And Lake Placid is probably part of the reason why.
So I have always thought that Lake Placid was more of a comedy.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. Maybe it is. But if I saw it when I was like younger, it's kind of 96, so I was like 5 or 6 when it came out. And knowing my grandfather, he probably said, come watch it with me at that age. it did mess me up.
I'm excited because I know, is this the one, I believe Betty White is in it, or she dies in it, or so? I think Betty White's in this one.
Is Betty White the one who feeds the alligators and like made them all strongly like her kids?
I'm pretty sure it's Betty White.
Oh man, it's been a long time since I've seen this. I hope yeah. It is. I can't remember. It's been a long time, Justin, since I've seen this movie.
I'm excited. I do remember enjoying that movie, but I think I've only seen it like once or twice.
Okay.
So after that is a game that is often overlooked. And
a game that I thought was about zombies until Justin insisted that it's not.
Yeah, it's
I have no idea. I've never even seen a trailer for this game, so I have no idea what it is.
Don't watch a trailer. I guess I don't really have to say that to you here.
I am very anti-trailer.
This is the, personally, I feel, criminally underrated 2010 game, Metro 2033.
It's on PS4, right?
Yeah, it's on PS4. I believe it's on the 360 and PS3 as well. Obviously, that doesn't matter. I love that series of games, and not only those games, but I love the novels that the games are based off of.
They're based on books.
Yes.
That's and fun.
I think the books are enjoyable. I think the games are better, personally. But I don't know. I'm excited to kind of jump back in, because whenever I play Metro 2033, it kind of makes me just go right ahead. And once it finishes, I just jump right to the next game, Last Light. And maybe it'll be the kick in the pants I need to finally beat that third game. I forget. Exodus is what it's called. Yes. But yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm excited.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then with that, we're going to get back into bigger monsters. And this next movie is one that I know Devin has given me hell for. And probably a lot of the listeners are going to. I have never seen it. And that's Cloverfield.
I've only seen it once. And I didn't like it at all.
Well, it's found footage, so I'm not surprised to hear that, Justin. I don't know. I was never really intrigued by it. I know what it's about. I know it spawned this very strange universe that it's associated with. It was like J.J. Abrams' first big giant hit. And I know that it has a really big cult following. I know Devin really likes it. And I'm excited to watch it.
I will tell you
this
now.
All I really know is that it's found footage and it's a big monster tearing through the city that you barely ever see. A lot of shaky cam.
I watched this in theaters and I almost had to leave because of motion sickness.
Really? That bad, yes. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, this was kind of before I had seen a ton of found footage. Like, there is.
I've heard a lot of shaky cam. Devin has told me it's a lot of shaky cam.
Yeah, like, too much. But it'll be interesting. I haven't watched it since because I just had a very bad experience with it. So I'm hoping that it's not as bad as I remember.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Then the next movie is one that I am so excited for Justin to watch, especially because he's getting his feet wet with Godzilla at the beginning of the season. And I was really tempted to throw in some of my favorites that are not the best, like Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, Godzilla and Son, like some of the classic ones that like introduce a lot of these characters in the universe, you know, maybe Godzilla 98 with Matthew Broderick. You know?
I've seen that one like 100 times.
I liked it as a kid. I haven't seen it since I've been an adult, but as a kid, I loved that movie. I had a shirt that had a button on it. When you slap the button into the Godzilla roar, I loved it.
I loved that movie. I loved the cartoon too on Fox.
Yeah,
Kids.
I forgot about that. You're right. There was a cartoon.
Yes, there was.
People just like to hate on things. But anyway, we are going to be reviewing 2016's Shin Godzilla. And do you know anything about it, Justin?
I believe this was like, didn't they make this the same time that like Hollywood
yes
kind of came back out with Godzilla? mm-hmm. their weird version of Godzilla where apparently the people sucked.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all I know about it. I know this is like the Toho one. Is it Toho?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's an ode to Toho because we are going to get an entire run through of Godzilla's rogue gallery. Like, we hit them all in this movie.
Okay.
And it is front to end nonstop action. It is a lot of fun.
I am starting to think maybe I should just put one of those Godzilla games in here.
I didn't even know there was one. We could talk about it at the end.
Okay.
But yeah, but that is what I'm very excited. I know Matt is a big fan of it. I know he's also excited for you to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I that's the thing mostly with the season is like I'm excited to, because I have seen a couple Godzilla movies. Like I've seen the 1998 one. I did watch, I believe, King Kong versus Godzilla, where the like people are turning into monkeys on the boat. That's the only thing I really remember, and I believe I watched one of the ones with Mothra in it.
Okay.
And that's all I really remember. So I am excited to kind of.
I love Godzilla. I know it's got its flaws. I know some of the movies can be kind of goofy, but the idea of Godzilla and his rogue gallery are just fantastic.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, I listen to a Godzilla podcast, but I don't watch the movies, so there's that. Okay. The next game I am very excited for because I have heard incredibly mixed things from it is fantastic to it is horribly racist to...
Well, it's Lovecraft, right?
Exactly. So we're going to be playing the 2019 The Sinking City. Apparently, it's very good, can be janky, it's amazing, it's horrible, it's racist, it's fine, it's all over the map. So I am...
Okay. I know nothing about it outside of the fact that it's about Lovecraft.
Yes, it is, like, it's very entrenched in his, like, lore, and, well, we all know the kind of person he was, so it should be interesting. Yeah.
Apparently how many hours spooky. Is that game? Do you have any idea?
I think it's like 20.
Okay, so not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, the next movie is the last patron forced entry, and it's called The Guyver. This one's coming from Ginger. It stars Mark Hamill, and it's about this guy who equips this like suit that allows him to become like a super strong monster/alien thing, from what I understand, and he goes and fights other big monster/alien things. We'll have a discussion when we review it about whether it would be better fit for alien or for kaiju, but I heard Mark Hamill and I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the next one was one I added in because it was discussed when we were reviewing Don't Breathe with Rachel and Mars over on Zombie Girls, which you guys should definitely check out that episode. It was a lot of fun. But it's called Colossal. It's one that I've had my eyes on for a long time. It stars Anne Hathaway. And from the trailers, my understanding is she turns into, like, a Godzilla monster. Or she controls a Godzilla monster.
Weird. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. And from the trailers, I remember it was really, really cool. And, like Mars said, she has tweeted, like, 4 or 5 times in her entire Twitter career. One of those tweets was about Colossal and how much she loved it.
I mean,
and me and Mars are like pretty much on the same brainwave. So
if Rachel or Mars tell me to watch something, I will. I mean, I trust their opinions. So
yeah,
I'm in, if they enjoyed it, I am all for it then.
So this next one, we need to get further clarification from Ginger. So Ginger is at the tier on Patreon. And when you become a patron, just go over and check it out. No pressure, but we have a lot of them. And one of the tiers allows you to design your own episode. And what Ginger wanted to do was discuss Hideo Kojima, Metal Gear Solid, and its ties to politics. Never played any of the games, but from what I understand from you and Ginger, that would be a really, really good episode and kind of pertinent to the world we're in today.
Oh, absolutely.
However, it's got a tie.
Yes.
And so we've been discussing it back and forth. Ginger, we need you to reach out to us. But Justin and I have been talking, and I know you mentioned this too. Even though it's a huge game and I have no interest in playing it, I think we should just do a review of Death Stranding and bring you on for it.
Yes, I agree. I think that if, I mean, obviously PT, but we can't. It's like impossible.
No, we can't get a hold of PT, unfortunately.
No, when I had to get my Pro because my OG PS4 died, it went with that, and it won't re-download on the PS5. And I believe you don't have it anymore either, right?
My hard drive died.
Right.
I did until it died.
So, I mean, other than PT, I think that's really the closest we can get with Hideo Kojima and... horror adjacent with the kaiju-esque monsters in that game.
Yeah. We'll talk about Kojima when we review it, too. We'll spend some time on him.
Absolutely. I think it'll be fun, though.
All right. Then the next episode is kind of a review of the whole season. What does all of these monster movies and games have in common? What is a running theme? Like, what do they do to scare you? How do they manipulate the world around us to scare us? Is it the big monster that's scarier? Is it the little monsters that's scarier? Is it the idea that monsters exist that are scarier? Is it the real world stuff like spiders that are scarier? Is it the giant transform stuff? Just a big discussion about that where Justin and I are just going to sit down and kind of hash out what we think makes the perfect kaiju horror.
Okay.
And then... and then I decided, I don't know why I did this, Justin.
Yeah, either do I.
Since we have a lot of patrons, that I would give every single patron of the podcast the opportunity to pick a crappy horror kaiju movie. I will do a pool on Twitter, and whatever one wins the poll will be what we review. We'll probably do a watch party in Discord too.
Absolutely. Make them all suffer.
But they really picked some special, special gems from the pile. And here's what we have. Patron Matt has selected Arachnequake, which I haven't looked into, but I'm pretty sure it's about spiders that come out of an earthquake.
Yep.
Next, Ginger. Oh, Ginger. Our good friend Ginger. He has selected The Velocipastor. My first experience with this piece of trash was listening to Rachel have to defend herself from her friends over at Zombie Girls about how brutal of a watch this was. And it's made on a shoestring budget. It is ridiculous. It is over the top. And just wow. Next, the selection from Shannon in maybe one of the two nicest ones, Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
It's really sad when that's a generous one.
Yeah. I mean, what else do I need to say besides it's about a giant shark versus a giant crocodile dinosaur thing? Thank you, Sci-Fi, for just bringing the gems out. Next, from Whitney. Hers is Attack of the Killer Tomatoes from 1978. She said she had to pick it because it's Francis York Morgan's favorite movie.
I completely understand the choice.
Honestly, it is the one I am hoping the most wins.
I am really surprised. I mean, we have one more here, but I'm really surprised that nobody picked like Sharknado or whatever the fuck that movie was called.
Yep. I was hoping for Deep Blue Sea, but that's probably not crappy enough for people. I should have selected it myself because I love that movie. But the last one, and this comes from Kyle, my good friend Kyle. Kyle, who was at my wedding, he really wanted to hurt me. He picked Thanksgiving, which is about a killer turkey who is also incredibly racist.
Oh, I didn't know he was racist.
Yeah, it's got some problematic themes when it comes to... Native Americans, and I think, Justin, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure the guy who directed Thanksgiving went on to direct Headhunter.
Like The movie, yeah. Like Shudder's Headhunter. I gotta look this up. I'm gonna do this like
in check right now. Check me right now. I would do it if my keyboard's too loud. Check right now. I'm almost 100% sure that the guy who directed Thanksgiving went on to direct Headhunter. He was also the one who ghosted us.
Yep. Director is Jordan Downey. There he is.
I know him right. I know him right now.
He did a Critters movie.
Yep.
Interesting.
I discussed that when we reviewed Headhunter.
Well, let's see where he began.
And that's it, guys. So we'll have a Twitter poll out a little bit beforehand. We'll watch it. We'll probably have a watch party over in Discord.
I mean, some of these we could probably hook up to watch on a watch party, like King Kong, and I don't know if Godzilla's in free domain yet, in the public domain, sorry, yet.
But I'll do a little bit of looking around and stuff. Okay. But yeah, there's going to be a few things that have the potentiality to come out. Resident Evil 8 would be a priority review
when
it launches. If the Silent Hill game were to come out, the new one that's being rumored, if that's even real, that would be a priority. If this COVID vaccine rolls out and theaters open back up and we finally able to do Spiral for Justin, I would really like to get that in there because I know how important the Saw franchise is.
I fucking love those movies.
And because it got delayed and everything, and honestly, it got delayed right around the time you got COVID, I would like to try to hit those up. And then Candyman too, when that comes out. There's a lot of stuff that could pop in and could expand it. And if there's other things you think we should include, like new releases that we aren't thinking of, let us know for sure.
Yeah.
That's kind of where this is at.
A lot of, surprisingly, I think there's one thing, maybe two things, that are after 2010. Yeah, there's The Sinking City, Dark Souls. Everything else is oldies. Oh, Shin Godzilla. Oldies,
Shin Godzilla and Colossal are newer.
Okay. So, I mean, but a lot of, like, older stuff. And
which I'm okay with.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think it's a great, I mean, it's a good season, really, to, like, hit some of those, right? Because a lot of the time we are trying things that are a little more, like, new.
We tend to stick to the modern stuff, except for the game. I noticed that with games, we tend to go older faster. And the last full season we did, shockingly enough, was Vampires. And we did start off with the classics, Nosferatu, Universal's Dracula, but we rapidly moved forward. And in this one, I really tried my best to kind of get some of these older films in. And going forward, it's going to be a theme that I try to continue doing, is the focus on where we got to, like how we got to where we are currently.
I won't lie. When I pick games, I go, fuck, what do I want to play? There we go. Oh, is that a shitty game?
I do that a little bit. That's how films like Colossal.
But I mean, it also works.
I think are all great kaiju picks, and we'll see how they work out.
I agree. I mean, I'm excited. A lot of, again, like I said, I haven't seen a lot of these, or even played a lot of them. But the other thing too is sometimes it's fun and good to review something that is not great.
Is that how you're getting yourself motivated to review one of these crappy horror films? I am not, dude, honest to God, if it's not Attack from Killer Tomatoes, we haven't done one like this since Blair Witch 2?
No, we Book watched a crappy movie, Deranged Man, didn't we?
That was Ginger Dead Man, but I think Blair Witch 2 came out after that.
No, Ginger Dead Man wasn't the first season.
Ginger Dead Man was Ghost. But for Deranged Man, remember someone nominated it and it won.
Right.
Because we reviewed Blair Witch before we had Ben Rock on.
Fuck.
This is the first, like, true crappy movie we reviewed since Ginger Dead Man or Blair Witch Book of Shadows.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And they picked some gems.
And I mean, that's good though, right? Like,
yeah, is it?
We got to hit those, and I think they're going to be fun.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to hype myself up for it. It's going to be fucking garbage, but I got to hype myself
honestly,
up for it somehow.
I think I can swallow any pill besides Velocipaster. That is the pill I don't want to swallow the most. Because after listening to that review, I threw it on. It was on Amazon Prime. I got 3 minutes into it, and I was like, this is trash.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about it on the podcast so everybody can hear, and definitely they're going
to
pick
it
now.
Well, we have like 6 months till that happens, so I'm hoping they'll forget. I'm just being honest.
Okay, that's...
But that's it. That's the roadmap. Welcome to Kaiju, guys. Stick around after this commercial from one of the podcasts of the Kaleidoscope Media Network. We'll head into the closing and get you on out of here.
Ghosts. Split souls. Monsters. Sociopathic villains. Cold-blooded murders. And nightmares becoming reality. Does this sound like horror to you? Actually, these are all things that can be found in the Harry Potter series.
It can be scarier than you might think.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Audrey.
And in our podcast, Wizard Studies, we talk about all these parts of the wizarding world and even some more lighthearted stuff.
We can be found anywhere you listen to your podcasts and on Instagram and Facebook as Wizard Studies Podcast and Twitter as Wizard Studies.
Now back to your regularly scheduled horror talk on Here's Johnny.
I'm pumped, Justin. I know we're recording this a little bit early. We're a little bit ahead of the game. We have a little bit of time before we need to watch King Kong, but we're out of Resident Evil.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part is, I mean, Resident Evil is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. There are some of those games that I really do not like, some of those movies that I don't like. Overall, I really enjoy Resident Evil, but...
And I'm happy we got it done with enough time to give ourselves time to anticipate Village.
Yes, because I think if Village came out, let's say we were doing that next week, I don't think it would do great.
I don't think it would either.
Because, I mean...
I'm so burnt.
Yeah, I'm very burnt out on Resident Evil. And it started to, like, leak into other things. Like,
yeah,
I am kind of starting to get a little burnt out on video games.
Oh, really? That sucks you just got a PS5, you crazy person.
Oh, I mean, I should say, like, the darker video games, if you will. Like, you know... I don't know. Sure. I need to play something like happy and just non-committal. That's kind of big right now, but yeah.
So of what we discussed, I'm just curious, what are you most looking forward to?
What am I most looking forward to?
Movie-wise. Just the movies I selected.
So movie-wise, probably Shin Godzilla, if I'm being honest. And not because it's like the only like modern one, but it's, I know people were very excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm excited as well, even though it came out 4 years ago and I haven't watched it, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Shin it's Godzilla. A good one. It'll be good. That'll be a good time.
So I'm curious for you then, what about game wise?
Honestly, it's Dark Souls Remastered. You have talked about it so much. I've heard so many people talk about the Souls games and the Souls franchise and all that stuff. And I want to see. I want to test my might. I want to see if it's really that hard or really that difficult or like what it actually is. I want to stream it so people can see me play it. And I guess I'm kind of viewing it as like a challenge to my video game playing ability, honestly.
If you have patience, you can get it done very easily.
Like, I saw that list you sent me of what to do when you go into playing your first Souls game.
Yes. I think there's a lot of good tips on there, actually. I actually used that list. A lot of
stuff means nothing to me, but I promise you'll have it pulled up when I do it.
It actually helped when... Because I haven't played... I only played, like, half an hour of Demon's Souls when I came out on PS3. So now playing it, I mean, I needed that list because a lot of it applies to any Souls game, so...
And then the last thing I want to do before we get out of here is I want to thank Daddy Gamer over on Twitch. He designed our new season artwork. It's for the first time in a while. It's really cool. He also made us some emojis of our faces that we now have over in Discord. And it's cool. It's nice to have new artwork. We miss our old artist, but he ghosted us, and that's how that works.
He ghosted the internet. He is
we can't even find him. We can't even find his website anymore. I don't know what happened. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, I hope so too. I think I plan on reaching out to some other people that we know that know him, and yeah. I'm gonna make sure that he's okay because it's kind of weird. But no,
weird, sad.
Yeah,
because like he did great work.
Yeah, I mean that's not to say I actually really do enjoy our artwork for this season.
I do too.
I'm probably gonna use that emote as my Twitter profile picture.
Are you really?
Yeah, why the fuck not?
All right, awesome. But Justin, is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here and get into Kaiju?
No, I mean, I guess we'll talk about that Godzilla, one of those Godzilla games off the air, and
okay,
yeah, we'll figure it out from there.
All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in, and until next week, stay scary. The Here's Johnny podcast is brought to you by Larry and Justin. You can find the show on Twitter at Here's Johnny Cast, and you can find Larry at Beaver LA.
You can find Justin at Pickle Thing, and you can email the show at heresjohnnypodcast@gmail.com. You can look us up on Facebook at Here's Johnny Podcast.
As always, in the show notes, you can find links to the Discord and to the website. We are also on Instagram at @HeresJohnny_podcast.
Also in the show notes, we'll have a link to the Twitch and YouTube channels. And if you would like to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/HeresJohnnyPodcast. Every cent goes into the show. And yeah, we just really use it to make the show better. Again, I just want to say thank you very much to our patrons. You guys help make this possible.
But yeah, Patreon is the way we support the show. We aren't looking to get rich. And like Justin said, every dollar, every cent, it all goes back in. There's some pretty cool tiers, so head on and look at that.
But until next week, see you guys later.